This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk some football with the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer. Join us in a little bit. Mike Tirico will join us from across the pond. Royal Liverpool, the Open Championship, gets underway tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPSHOW, poll question from hour one, and the final results as we dip into hour two. Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dad, we put up there, watching people get cut on Hard Knocks is cruel or entertaining?
Okay.
What do you think the audience said on that?
Well, it's entertainingly cruel, but that's why we tune in. That's probably 30% of the show. What do I think this audience, this diabolical audience?
Right now, if you go to the website, 52% of the audience say it's cruel.
Okay, I thought it might have been a little bit more.
Yeah, Twitter was probably more like 54% saying it's just entertaining.
Okay. All right.
But it is. It's not like you go there and you're like, man, I can't stand that guy. I hope he gets cut. It's just part of the show, right? It's just part of the process. It's not like you're necessarily rooting against people.
Well, no, I think it's because we get invested in somebody. They find a story that you like that person. You're rooting for that person. Therefore, it hurts even more or it's more uncomfortable when you're watching somebody that you were rooting for to make the show. If somebody is an annoying, obnoxious, like a Draymond Green type, you'd be like, yeah, cut him.
But most of the time, they find people and they humanize them.
Yes.
Like they deliberately, I think, reach or seek out players who have that other, you know, somebody just had a baby, somebody just whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, speaking of Draymond Green, he was on the Pat Beverly podcast, the Pat Bev podcast, and we finally got some information on what led up to the Jordan Poole punch where he knocked out his teammate.
I don't just hit people. Dialogue, of course, happens over time, and you usually ain't just triggered by something like that fast, you know,
right,
to that degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a team, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody on my team triggering me, you know, in an instant. You know, we know stuff that you don't say amongst men, you know what I'm saying? We know things that you have to stand on.
Okay. I don't know if that's reason enough to punch your teammate. I always found what was amazing when I watched that video that Draymond wants Jordan Poole to engage with him. He gets right into his face and Jordan Poole punches him or pushes him. Draymond Green drops him. The fascinating part of it is all of his teammates. It's like nobody did anything. Nobody came to Jordan Poole's rescue or nobody grabbed Draymond Green.
They didn't even go like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa, nothing. They all just stood there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, wait, what happened? Oh, okay. Dre dropped Jordan Poole. All right. Arbol. Yeah, Paul.
And if you watch the video again, Draymond, is they're drawing back and forth, their hands on their hips about 10 feet away from each other. Then Draymond goes in, and where you know you where you kind of body someone, you put your chest on them, your face into their face.
Yeah.
And it's like Draymond was begging to be pushed or punched. Just like, you, I want you to start this fight. And Jordan Poole gives him like a the get off me push, and that was enough to throw a punch.
Yeah, he wanted to punch him.
Yeah.
He was waiting to punch him. Yes, he.
And I do like that this whole tough guy as a man. There's just things, some things that people just can't say to you that you just got to stand on. What a shut up. It's like,
how many times would people then want to punch Draymond Green who play against him? You know, and this is your teammate. Like, is there another way for you to get a message across? Could you go to Steve Kerr and say, look, you know, help me because I don't want to take matters into my own hands. And I get it. These things happen all the time in practices. Michael Jordan famously punched Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was egging him on. And I think Mike had to take the second team that day, and Steve Kerr was giving him grief that the first team was beating Mike's team, and then Mike punched him. It happens. It happens a lot more than you want to believe. But we got to see that, and Draymond walking up to him, and he wanted to engage with Jordan Poole. You know, Jordan Poole hasn't spoken about it. Even when he went to the Wizards, he was asked about it. He hadn't said anything about it.
Have you talked to Draymond? He just went, no.
No.
Just looked away.
Hmm. Yeah. By the way, it's a Summer of Love on Peacock. Brand new season of Love Island USA. Don't miss all the bombshells, recouplings, and challenges with new episodes every day but hump day. But then on Love Island,
every day
isn't
is hump day.
Every day.
Is that what it says? Yeah,
no, no, oh.
On
Love Island, every day is hump day.
Every day is hump day.
I thought that was in the copy.
No, it should be.
Yeah.
That's the perfect line. Why would it not be?
Head to the villa and stream Love Island USA, only on Peacock.
Temptations arise and drama ensues when Islanders are forced to decide if they want to remain with their current partners or recouple with someone new.
What could go wrong?
Huh.
Yes, Todd.
I've watched a number of those episodes, I must admit. And a lot of times they're saying, you made me feel a certain way, and now you want to be with Trish. I don't understand what's going on. Mm. You led me on. There's a lot of feeling a certain way. I like to say that a lot.
But you can't make fun of the show and then watch the show.
Why not? I'm aware that it's something that I find it kind of strangely entertaining.
Oh, okay.
But I have to poke fun at how they always feel like they're led on, and now all of a sudden they're making out with somebody else.
I would like to know how many of the people who are on those shows, those love shows, want to be actors or actresses. Like, just the number that would be like, well, or social media star. Because I don't, you might have somebody who is a, you know, dietitian and wants to be on there. But for the most part, I would think you just want to be noticed. You want to be found.
A wellness expert.
Yeah.
Life coach. Life coach is my favorite.
A life coach.
It means unemployed.
Yeah. Life coach.
No offense to life coaches.
No,
offense. Yeah. From where I come from.
From Paulie.
Yeah. I'll take them on.
Get a life coach. Open championship starts tomorrow. The World Cup for the women. I'm going with England.
Oh.
Yeah. No, just as an innocent bystander.
In the Open Championship you're going with England? Or
no.
World Cup.
Yeah, England's going to win in the Open Championship because it's in Royal Liverpool.
Yes.
I think there's too much pressure on our girls, on the women. And I'm gonna say England. Yes, Todd?
How do you avoid being anti-American by coming out and saying that we're not going to get that third straight World Cup? I know it's just your prediction.
It's called being a journalist, Todd.
I know, but some say, you got to say America.
America. No, you don't. I'm not picking the men in the World Cup.
And that's objective as it gets.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, you got England. They're probably like the second strongest odds, I think, to win.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to get down on it? I got USA.
Plus 225.
It could be a gateway drug, Paulie, and I can't do it.
I get you the Netherlands at plus 800. Bargain.
Okay.
All right.
James Harden, when he opted into that final year of his contract with the 76ers, it was reported at the time that he still wanted to be traded. And he wants to be traded. Apparently, he wants to go to the Clippers. I don't know how much leverage he has here. He's turning 34. He's not good in the postseason, where he's inconsistent there. Daryl Morey's the GM. Daryl Morey loves James Harden. They've been together in a couple of places. But it feels like Daryl Morey is going to wait this out, because keep in mind what happened with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons signed that max deal in 2019, and then he didn't want to stay with the 76ers, sat out games, refused to practice, said he was hurt, and then they eventually traded him. So Daryl Morey is probably going to play the long game with James Harden. And I don't know what you're going to get for James Harden. But here is Daryl Morey, the 76ers GM.
Right now, unfortunately, he does prefer to be somewhere else. But the reality is, if we do look at a trade, it's going to be for one of two things. It's either going to be for a player who continues to help us be right there like we were last year, or we're going to do it for something where we get enough, you know, draft picks and things like that in a deal such that we can then turn those into a player who is as it can be a running mate with Joel as well. But if we don't get, you know, either a very good player or something that we can turn into a very good player, then we're just not going to do it.
Okay. I wonder when Joel Embiid goes, you know, I'm not digging the process anymore. I'd like to be traded. He keeps looking around, surveying the landscape, and it's like, all right, Doc Rivers not here. Harden was in, now he's out. Ben Simmons was here, now he's out. He's, I would hope, going to love Tyrese Maxey, who is going to be a, I think he's going to be an all-star. But Joel Embiid's 29. Still in your prime. You got a, you know, 3 or 4 year window here where you can still dominate, maybe a little bit longer than that. But if I'm looking around, I'm going, are we getting better? Boston just got Kristaps Porzingis. That was a big addition for them. I got James Harden, who doesn't want to be here. Ben Simmons did not want to be here. Do I want to be here? But James Harden turning 34? If you're the Clippers, do you want James Harden at 34? I wouldn't. Now, I'm on record as being a Harden fan when he was in Houston, what he was doing we had not seen before, and he was a bucket every time down the floor. But you watch him now. I mean, it goes back to the same thing. You get your legacy. You have a career, and you have that during the regular season, but you have a legacy by what you do in a postseason, what you do in big games, big game on the line, got to do something. And he has not done well at all. He's failed. And at age 34, is he going to change? I thought he was wonderful last year for that team. Give me 20 and 10. I think that's great. And then all of a sudden, you want to go back to maybe shooting. Remember, Rockets didn't want him. Those younger players are like, we'd rather develop this on our own. Why do we want him to come back? Yeah, Marv.
Is he in the Ray Allen, Carmelo Anthony category where he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot, but he doesn't have his jersey retired at any place?
He probably will in Houston at the strip club. he had some big years there. I don't know. You know, we get caught up in who gets a statue and who doesn't get a statue and whose jersey. And, are you giving LeBron a statue with the Lakers? And I'd say no. Like, if I'm giving statues out with the Lakers, Kareem and Magic, Shaq and Kobe, I'm not doing Anthony Davis or LeBron. He deserves one in Cleveland. Miami Heat, they don't have a great legacy. Sure, him and Dwayne Wade, you want to give them Udonis Haslam, give him a statue. He was a statue for the team this year. But, you know, we get caught up in these. Is he going to get his jersey retired? I'm like, I don't know. Sure, if you want to. The statue thing is weird. You know, I get it. You know, Jordan got his, and rightfully so. Give him a statue. But I don't know. Like, do we have to? Like, can't you just do a plaque or something? can there, like a walk of fame where you just a little plaque or something? Got a big statue there. Something goes wrong. Are you going to keep the statue? Yes, Paulie.
Anthony Davis' statue would be out there on Monday. Then it would be back on Wednesday. Wouldn't be out there on Tuesday. Then it'd come back on Saturday and it'd be out there. No offense. Hey, I want to go back real quick.
No, it'd have bandages on it.
Yeah. It would move better.
Yeah.
The Clippers seem like they're in complete no man's land. They have a good team, not a great team. They scream first round exit. They didn't change a lot. Paul George plays about 55 games a year. Kawhi Leonard plays about 50 on a good year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anyone other than that. They seem like they're in the worst position because they're not awful.
Well, they're also in L.A.
Yeah.
And you have the competition. Well, there's no competition with the Lakers. It's like being the Angels to the Dodgers.
It felt like they were threatening, though, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't feel threatened.
But I can't count on Kawhi. I just can't. And then it's all we're going to, rest him, and then he'll be ready to go in the postseason. Well, that hasn't happened. He's still injured. Still managing. Let me see. Dan in Ohio. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
Hey, Dan.
5'9", 178. Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on that Bachelor stuff. I'm not a fan of The Bachelor. I never watched it. But my dad was a big fan of open wheel racing back in the day. And I live in Mount Vernon, Ohio, which is just south of Mid-Ohio, where they have IndyCar races all the time. And so Ari Leyendyke was in for dinner one night. And I knew who he was just from that. And he was with his son. And he was also with the wife that was on The Bachelor that I don't know what happened, but something happened there. And anyway, they were all there with their family. And the coolest part was I got a picture with Ari Leyendyke holding up a pitcher of milk, which I always put back with the kitchen. But also that all the waitresses were freaking out because they were like, "Who? You know who that is? You know who that is?" Like, yeah, it's Ari Leyendyke. I didn't even know about racing. I was like, no, that's Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's the Bachelor.
Hey, I've been out with Jesse Palmer to dinner in L.A., and a woman came over and gave her number to him. I'm like, did that just happen? And he's like, yeah. But, they don't know him from football or being a broadcaster. It was like, he's the Bachelor. Let's see, Dustin in Alabama. Hi, Dustin.
Good morning.
Morning.
Dan, who could ever replace the Danny Aloysius Patrick Jr. the third? Nobody. But hopefully it's not too soon. I got two quick things. I do have a couple of replacement ideas. Number three seed would be Theo Vaughn. Number two seed would be the Ross Tucker. And I think the clear number one seed overall would be the Nick Wright. He's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Dustin. I announced my retirement, but it's 4.5 years from now. It's not exactly breaking news. It's not a big deal that, 4.5 years is what. I'm giving the Danettes a heads up here. Yes, Eden.
A 4.5 year goodbye tour, though, is pretty nice.
I know.
Gotta admit, it's pretty nice.
And I'm thinking of maybe if people want to build a statue of me right outside.
Here or like in the Milford Green?
No, right here.
By the old studio?
Right here. No? Yeah, okay. Just something. It'd be kind of nice.
With a desk in front?
Yeah, a microphone there. A little statue. Yes, Todd?
Now, are we all going to cruise around like Dublin and have like some kind of parade for the, your tour may, officially start overseas?
No, I don't want it to start there. Like the long goodbye, I don't want it to start there in Dublin. Because I don't want to take away from Will Ferrell joining us.
That's a valid
as
point.
The Dan End. And you still got to be a team player, Todd.
Yeah, it's overrated.
No, I start now.
Yeah, this isn't the time to be selfish. It's not about me. It's about us. Yes, Mark?
No, I'm excited because now you say, hey, you got 4.5 years left. You're going everywhere now.
So I was just going to say the same thing. We should start doing like a bucket list thing, right? Where for the longest time we wanted to go to Dublin, we should spend the next 4.5 years just doing everything we always said we were going to do but never did.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not that easy to just take the show someplace.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of what goes into it. Yeah. Yeah, let's just do it, though.
Why don't you be the cruise director? Like, you can head this up.
Yeah, I would love to.
All right.
Bucket list?
I'd like to go to
Everybody name one place that they want to go.
Let me take a break here.
For the show? Like to bring the show
We're going
to
bring the show to some place. Everybody name a spot.
Over the next 4.5 years. But I got Albert Breer coming up.
All right. Albert can come.
The Monday morning quarterback. Well, he was on vacation last week when we got a hold of him. He's not on. I feel bad if he's on vacation today, Todd.
He's at some car dealership getting his oil changed, but it wasn't clear whether he's still technically on vacation. Okay. But he's enjoying an opportunity to come on with
him. All right. Thank you, Todd.
He doesn't work at the dealership.
Let's take a break. We're back after this. Ready to plan your summer vacation? If you're going to book a short-term rental, keep in mind there could be scammers who are looking to take advantage of your plans. Keep an eye out for things like fake listings, request for outside payments, and listings that look too good to be true. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. That's why you need to make sure that it's not dangerously easy to be taken advantage of. Somebody stealing your identity. You need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock will detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. And join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Innovation on a magnificent scale available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. He is Albert Breer. the peripatetic Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter. He's the Monday morning quarterback. He joins us now. Where are you right now, Albert?
I feel like I have to apologize because this is like an awfully big letdown after last week. I am in the waiting room at a car dealership getting my oil changed. Okay. So,
all right.
And I'm not on vacation anymore. I'm, but this is all the stuff I have to do before I leave for camp because I'll be gone for most of the next month.
Okay, let's guess. Let's play the what kind of car does Albert Breer drive?
Oh, now I'm going to sound like such a douche.
That's a big hint.
Okay,
that's a big hint.
I like it. Okay, that might change my answer. Todd,
Nissan Sentra.
Nissan Sentra.
Oh, that's not a.
No.
It can't be a douche with that. Okay, Seton.
Oh man, this is. Oh wait, you said oil change, so it can't be an electric car. How about a Porsche?
No, it'd be a Porsche.
A Porsche. Yeah. Sorry.
Like a
that's a great
Porsche,
car, though.
Porsche Cayenne.
Porsches are. That's a great car.
Yes, they are. Marvin?
Range Rover.
Range Rover. Paulie?
I got to stick with that. I was, you know, Albert's Northeast. I knew all-wheel drive would be in his repertoire, but I'm also going Range Rover.
Range
Rover. Based off his hint.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Range Rover, too. And here we go with the great reveal. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, drives
a BMW.
Oh!
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Range Rover was close, though. I think that's in the same, like, douche category, right? Like, so I feel like you guys were in the neighborhood.
That's great.
See, we also have a Tahoe, so, like, if I was at the Chevy dealership, I would have been much more relatable,
okay.
I think, right?
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
So,
you're right.
Peter, timing's everything.
Peter King, that's probably what he drives. He's more relatable than you.
It's unfortunate. Again, timing's everything.
All right, the Jets and Hard Knocks. The Jets don't want to cooperate and let you, you know, show these guys getting cut. Well, that's 30% of Hard Knocks is those moments where these guys get brought in and they get cut. Now, can the Jets say to Hard Knocks, "We're not going to let the cameras in"?
Like to a certain degree, yes. You know, I've talked to coaches and general managers who have been through this, and I believe it airs on Tuesday nights, right? On Monday night, they'll get a copy of it and they'll be able to look through it and they'll be able to take out what they want to take out. And sometimes, you know, I know there are cases where coaches and general managers have pulled that lever and said, "I don't want this or this or this in there." I don't think it's all that common. Because one thing I would say is the films people are pretty good, you know, and I think I know you've probably dealt with them over the years, DP, is they have a good way about them, about, you know, as much as they need and as many cameras as are going to be there, they do their best. They make the best effort to try to be flies on the wall, you know, and try to be out of the way. And, you know, the people who are on the ground, you know, and I know a few of them, worked with some of those guys at NFL Network, are good people. And generally, you know, they've been through this, so they're able to build relationships where, you know, by the time you go to air, which is 2.5 weeks into camp, they've built that level of trust where coaches and GMs are willing to work with them on stuff, you know. But this is a different situation, you know. I mean, this is the first time where they don't have a volunteer. They've got a hostage. And, you know, I know one of the things the Jets had sort of discussed in the spring when this came up was, you know, how they're already sort of at capacity from a media standpoint with everything that Aaron Rodgers is going to bring along with him, with everything that, you know, all the hype around them is going to bring with it. Like, they feel like between the amount of media that's going to be going through there over the 3 or 4 weeks of camp, between, you know, the in-house stuff that they've got to do, you know, and then just locally, the amount of people that are going to be there locally, they're going to be at capacity. And, you know, I think it's going to make for an interesting few weeks. And the other thing that's interesting is, like, the next, like, week or two should be, you know, pretty fascinating as well. Because normally, if you look at it, like, the Lions, that Hard Knocks was announced on March 28th, I believe, of last year. Normally, Hard Knocks goes in, HBO and films go in the spring, in May and June, to collect all the B-roll and do all the background work and everything else. Well, they don't have that done now. So, you know, I mean, to make the show sing like it normally sings, they're going to have to get pretty intensive over the next, you know, week or two. And that, of course, could lead to, you know, some friction between the crew and the team.
Can Liev Schreiber voice something scripted as an actor with what's going on with the writer's strike?
I don't know. I'm not up to date on that one. So you'd know more about that than me. I'm not sure. I didn't even know that. Like, that's the first I've heard that that could be a factor, but that's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's a scripted show.
Yeah.
And then he voices it. But I was just curious if he's able
yeah,
to.
Yeah. You know what? When we get off this call, I'm actually going to maybe make okay. a few phone calls and all figure right. that out, because I hadn't thought about that, but that's a good point. And I hadn't, you know, that obviously, you know, would seem to be another hurdle that they'd have to clear here, and what's going to be, you know, potentially a summer full of them.
The
Hard Knocks crew.
Tweet that came out, veteran running backs are organizing a group, a text chain, and mm-hmm. I guess they're commiserating with one another. I don't know, how do running backs get paid? Or why do we care if they get paid or they don't get paid?
I think, you know, there's a human element to it, of course, right? Like, which is, these guys take an absolute beating, you know, and they are valuable. The problem they have, there's a few problems. I would say like about four problems here. Number one, their prime happens during their rookie contracts, right? Like, whereas with a receiver or a pass rusher or a tackle or certainly a quarterback, like, they're just hitting their prime as they come out of their rookie contracts. Like, you could argue running backs, like, the heart of their prime is during that rookie contract. And it's played out in cases like Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott, where the team's got the best years when those guys were under cost control. You know, so what everybody's fighting for in the NFL, which is to get to a second contract, it's much harder for a running back because you're not paying for past performance. You're paying for future performance. And history shows us that the best performance that they're going to have after 4 or 5 years is their past performance. The franchise tag is a problem because it's so affordable, right? Like, and if you look at that and you say, it's not a smart investment to invest in a sixth and seventh year for a running back with the pounding that they take, then a team can very easily look at that and say, we'd rather just go year to year with you. So the franchise tag's a problem because it's so affordable and such an easy mechanism for teams not to commit long-term to these guys.
Give me a solution. Give me a solution here that everybody...
I don't know. You know what one of the biggest problems is, Dan, is like how replaceable they are. You know, like look in the Super Bowl. Like, that's the issue. It's not that Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs or Tony Pollard aren't excellent players. They're all really good players. It's, well, like, what if I do let this guy go? Like, when negotiations get tough, it's like, okay, like, so like, what's behind door number two? And then you look at the two teams in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs starting running back in the Super Bowl was a seventh round rookie, Isaiah Pacheco. And the Eagles starting running back was Miles Sanders, who was on a rookie contract. And after the season, they let him go for just over $6 million a year in free agency, right? So what does that tell you? I think that's the problem. Is it's not that these guys aren't great players. It's the teams are looking at it and saying, it's much easier for me to fill this position than it would be for me to find a great receiver or to find a great corner. You know, the same thing sort of exists on the offensive line. Like, that's why tackles get paid, right? Like, I can find a guard. I can find a center. It's really hard to find a great left tackle, right? In the secondary, I can find a great corner, or I can find a great safety. I can find a good safety. I can be good enough there. It's really hard to find a great corner. So I think that that's a huge part of it. And I think that that's why, as long as there's so many options for teams out there to fill the position in different ways, mm-hmm. like, what are you going to do? Like the Rams, like, right? Like, the Rams have been a big part of this because they pivoted halfway through that building process to really focus on building around premium positions, right? So they focused on corners, Jalen Ramsey, pass rushers, Aaron Donald, tackles, Andrew Whitworth, receivers, Cooper Kupp, quarterback, obviously, Matthew Stafford. And they went to a Super Bowl with Todd Gurley and lost. They come back a couple of years later. They weren't near as good at running back, right, in 2021 as they were in 2018. But they won the Super Bowl. Mm. So that's the issue, I think, is it just becomes too replaceable. And I think one thing that's highlighted that certainly is analytics, right? Like, because now it's not teams just like looking at it based on their own experience. They've got like numbers to quantify all of this as well. And so, you know, I think the replaceability factor is a really, really big one here.
He's Albert Breer joining us from some car dealership getting his BMW's oil change. He is the Monday morning quarterback. That's, of course, what you would expect the Monday morning quarterback to drive. Belichick and the hot seat.
Yeah.
Real or fabricated?
I don't think he'll get fired. It's just like I think Robert Kraft would pursue something different than that if he were trying to push him out. Now, I don't know if Bill could force him to fire him. I think they need to show progress, though, for there not to be some level of shakeup. And, you know, I think like you're starting to see a, like a level of discomfort with the Krafts on where they are and some of the statements that Robert Kraft has made over the last couple of years. And look, like I think if you look at where they are now versus 2019, it's hard to say they're not on an upward trajectory. And then if you look, it's like how many players in the roster can you say are going to be there 3 years from now? Right. Like where this guy is a good enough player where I know he's going to be there in 3 years. Yeah. Like, say, Garrett Wilson or Sauce Gardner are for the Jets. Right. Like that guy's going to be there. So I think as much as winning and losing, this year is going to be about showing that.
But
you're
they
on
have to be
trajectory.
Bad to get better from the standpoint of getting draft. The Jets were bad and got those draft picks. The Patriots are average.
They struck out on a lot of draft picks too, though. And that's the thing is, and I understand what you're saying is like, are they stuck in that, like, you know, you're the 45-win NBA team, like that thing, right? Like where, you know, you're good enough to be competitive, but not good enough to get over the top. You know, but I think that that's like a big part of it is finding creative ways to show you're on an upward trajectory. Right. And like, I think if you look at the roster, there are some good young players on that, but Kyle Duggar, Josh Uche, like are these guys, Michael Wino, like are these guys that you're going to be, that are going to be cornerstones for you for the next decade? You know, like I don't know. And then there's the quarterback question. So like, I think the Krafts are concerned about the direction of the franchise, especially after what they went through last year on the coaching staff. Right. And I think like Bill needs to show that they are back on the way up again, because this is the fourth year without Brady. Right. So we've gone through like almost like a whole cycle of rookies and all of that, like since Brady's been gone. So they need to show, like Bill needs to show we're on an upward trajectory to prevent there being some level of change for the second straight year in the organization. And I think where you could see this, right, like the way I see it, like barring like a bottoming out where they're 4-13 or something, what if Robert Kraft wants to hire a GM? What if Robert Kraft wants changes on the coaching staff? He did this year. Mm-hmm. Or if he wants to do that again, is that the type of thing where it makes Belichick throw his hands up and say, the hell with this, I'm out, you know? Like, so.
But they're not helping Mac Jones. That if you look at what the Dolphins did with Tua, the Eagles did with Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, I don't know if he's a good quarterback or not, but if I put him in Miami or put him in Philadelphia, I'm going to guess he's going to be a whole lot better than he is in New England.
And you're at least going to have clarity, right? Like, and that's the question. And I think like the problem, the fundamental problem here, Dan, is they're building like it's still 10 years ago. They're building like they still have Tom Brady. And if you look at their roster, there are a whole bunch of good players. But how many great players do they have? And the way the league is going, you see teams that are built around great players and making it work everywhere else, right? Like the best teams now have great players at premium positions and make it work everywhere else. The Patriots aren't like that. The Patriots are trying to build on balance again, which when you have Tom Brady, that works because he can lift all boats, right? Look at the offseason 2 years ago, right? So they went in to brought these guys, and Matthew Judon on defense really worked. But on offense, they brought in Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne at receiver, and they brought in Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith at tight end. Meanwhile, other teams, instead of going for three or four guys, were making the splash. Like you said, A.J. Brown to Philly, Devontae Adams to Vegas, Tyreek Hill to Miami. And I think what we've seen is, like, it really helps your young quarterback more than anything else to get the guy who changes the dynamic for everybody, yeah. Right? And you know, like Patrick Mahomes had that in Tyreek Hill when he was young. Now Tua Tagovailoa is getting it with Hill and Waddle. Like you said, Jalen Hurts has gotten it with A.J. Brown. In Buffalo, Stephon Diggs was traded for 3 years into Josh Allen's career. you're going to have some big decisions to make on Mac Jones after this year on the fifth-year option, whether to extend him, all of that, whether to go after another quarterback after this year. And I think my biggest question would be whether or not they've done enough to give themselves clarity on that. Like you said, are you going to be able to get yourself closer to a clear answer on whether he's the guy or not based on what you've put around him? And the idea that that might not happen as a result of the way they've built the team.
Yeah, I think what we're finding out is players will go to New England if they can win a Super Bowl and you have Tom Brady. Players aren't looking to go to New England just to say, I played for Bill Belichick.
Right.
It's great to see. Are there other people in the waiting room there?
I don't know. I'll text you after and we'll figure that out.
Okay.
I guess somebody knocked on the door right before I came in, but I didn't hear it because I'm oblivious to everything.
They must be wondering what you're doing in there. You're talking to yourself there. But
like I said, this has got to be like the biggest step down in the history of the show when it comes to backdrop from last week to this week, right?
Yeah. You had the water behind you. Now you got a pale looking wall. And I think there's a mechanic walking around behind you there.
Well, hey, over the next few weeks, you know, if you guys want to check out like what Marriott backdrops look like, I'll be able to help you guys out there.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, as always, Albert.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer. He is the Monday morning quarterback, and he's just like you and me. He gets his oil changed, but he drives a BMW. I should have upgraded him to a Mercedes. You know, like if you're going to go all in and have, you know, a beautiful car, don't stop at a BMW. Go all the way.
That sounds like a new tagline.
It did. It does. Don't stop there. Go all the way with Mercedes-Benz. Yes, Mark.
Oh, no, I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's take a break. Your phone call's coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75.
Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Can anybody name this singer? Todd?
I can't.
All right.
I should be able to, but I can't.
Seton, not in your wheelhouse, but any guesses?
No, I don't know.
Well, Marvin knows because he picked it. Paulie?
I don't think it's El DeBarge, but it's in that milieu.
Milieu. El DeBarge.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
Yeah. Marv, who is this?
This is a one-hit wonder by the name of Calloway.
Oh, Calloway.
Yeah.
Right, that guy.
I love his early work.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to play those clubs. Now I play PXGA.
Big bill collectors that ring my phone, they bother me when I'm not at home.
Those are the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
By Calloway?
Yeah.
And
I got no time for fooling.
It's not a big announcement, but I told the Danettes how long I was going to be doing this show for.
Announcement.
Yeah. It's 4.5 years that I'm signing up to do this. I'm actually going to have paperwork that says a contract for 4.5 years. So at the end of December 2027, ball game.
Like the 31st? We have to work through the 31st?
No.
Are we done?
I'm going to give you Christmas and from then on off.
I say, if you could wrap it around the 18th or 19th.
I'm going to
get that extra long Christmas break.
Yeah. Thoughtful.
You know, nice. You're going to get a real long Christmas break then.
what, we said the end of 2027?
Seven, yeah.
So let's see. The Friday, December 24th. Could theoretically be the very last show
work
then.
Christmas Eve.
I think we should.
You're gonna go right up to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think you got to do Thursday the 23rd, and I'm Jewish. I think you pull the plug on 12/23.
Sue in Colorado. Hey Sue, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP.
Hi, Sue.
Long time, first time. I have to say a wonderful shout out to Chat Row. I recently joined the Chat Row community, and they're lovely people.
Oh, nice.
So I had a suggestion for you for your retirement. You said you, you know, you kind of joked about fly fishing in Montana being a guide, but then what would you do in the winter? Well, you could be a fly fishing guide in Montana in our summers and then go down to South America in our winter because it's their summer down there.
Mm.
And you can go to, like, Argentina. They have great rivers down there for fishing. So, I don't know, just a suggestion for
you.
Well,
thank you, Sue. I would have to run this by my wife. Assuming I'm still married after 4.5 more years here.
Who doesn't want to go to Patagonia and fly fish?
No, I'd love to. I don't know if I want to be a guide. I'd rather be guided.
Yeah.
Maybe I could go to Costa Rica and go surfing with Giselle.
Maybe. Ride horses on the beach.
Yeah.
Do all that fun
with
stuff.
With my shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot. You're going to be shredded in four years.
Oh, yeah. In 4 years with Giselle.
Shredded.
Yeah.
A little yoga.
I don't know how to break it to my wife. When I say, hey, going to Costa Rica. Oh, that's great. And who else is going? Giselle.
Awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be awkward, but I assume it is. But we're going to Dublin. It took a long time for us to get to Dublin. Well, we haven't gotten there yet, but we're going to Dublin with Will Ferrell. And yes,
I'm just saying, if we're doing
this. Okay, where else over the next 4.5 years, you got one choice of what you want to do with the show. Todd, I'll start with you.
Wimbledon comes to mind. It's something I always wanted to do, and so I think that would be a cool place to for us to do some shows.
Seton O'Connor.
So are we just? So I'm going to write these down, right? Because I've been tasked as the what did you say? I was the.
You're the cruise director.
Cruise director.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cruise director. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So just because Todd said Wimbledon, now do we try to make Wimbledon happen? Or do these things still need to be approved?
They need to be approved.
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a wish list, a bucket.
Because I could totally do like a linen suit and slick my hair back, watch a little tennis. That sounds like fun. Have some drinks.
Is that your choice?
No, I don't know that I have my choice just yet.
Okay.
Somebody threw in a show in Italy and somebody behind the scenes, and then somebody else threw in Spain.
Okay.
Just fun. I don't know if we have to match like sports events to some of these things.
Okay.
But we can figure that out.
Okay. Marvin?
Greece.
For what?
To go to Greece.
No, I need it. I need a sports hook.
Yeah,
there's gotta... Greek something there. Greek basketball.
Yogurt.
Greek... Yeah.
Yeah. Paulie?
I would like a proper college football tour. I would like tour buses, a good 6 week run.
6 weeks?
At least six weeks. I want 12 weeks.
Good grief.
I would like us to go to like a Thursday night game at Coastal Carolina, followed up with an Ole Miss home game on Saturday, and do that every week for at least a month.
Summer Olympics next year in Paris. Just saying. What are we doing?
Oh, wait, there's one more item as we close out hour two. Shopping for tires can be a hassle. It can be, as Todd likes to say, deflating. TireRack.com, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They have a test track. So they test the tires. Then they give you all the information. You get everything that you need, and you will be able to use the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That's a personalized tire recommendation. So that'll take only a couple of minutes. Right tires for how and what and where you drive. They sell only the best. They have the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at home or work and install them on site. To get started, TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the full lineup of the Pirelli test results and special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.